We're learning the laws of the 9 days and 3 weeks. And we mentioned the prohibition of eating meat and drinking wine during this time. However, the Ramah points out that it was Sudas Mitzvah, Ochem Bas V'Shosin Yayin, that when it comes to a meal, which is a mitzvah, and the Ramah is going to give some examples exactly what that is, then one is allowed to eat meat and drink wine for that particular meal. And before we read what the Ramah says, it's brought down in the Piskei Tshuvos, something which is not mentioned in the Ramah, that when it comes to a bar mitzvah, that Sudas bar mitzvah is also constitutes a Sudas mitzvah. And certainly, even in the event that it would not be on the day that the child had the bar mitzvah, but in the event that there would be some type of learning that would be during this meal, then that also certainly would constitute a Sudas mitzvah. But focusing on the words of the Ramah tells us, what is a Sudas mitzvah? Could go on Mila, Bris Mila, Pidyon HaBen, 30th day of the firstborn son, Siyam Maseches. So if a person finishes a Masech, the whole tractate, apparently anything else would not do, so you have to make a Siyam in order to be able to not eat meat, to be able to eat meat or drink wine. And then he also says, Usudas Erusin, when it comes to a meal for an engagement. And the Mishnah Berurah tells us that when it says that one could drink wine, it doesn't just mean during the meal, but he says, Afil Kos Shel Birchas Hamazon. So even though technically you're going to be drinking it after the Suda's over, but that's not an issue because certainly it's all connected to the Suda itself, and therefore if it's for a Suda's Mitzvah, one could even have wine at that time. So the difficulty, which we're not going to focus completely on right now for on the Siyam Maseches, is the words of the Ramah that says a Sudas Erusin. So if you want, apparently, if you have an engagement, you can have an engagement party with a meal and serve meat and drink wine during the 9 days. And on this, many of the commentators point out, including the Ber Heitev, that apparently they forgot, the Ramah forgot, a halacha, which is in the exact same siman, that tells us that ein osin sudas erusin. That when it comes to the 9 days, one is not allowed to have a sudas erusin, not allowed to have a meal for an engagement. But he does say, abel le'ares b'lo su'uda mutar. If you don't want to have a meal, we're not going to discourage people from getting engaged. So the question is, that the commentators ask, is how is it possible that the Ramah says that one example of a Sudas Mitzvah is Sudas Erusin, in which it says explicitly in the Shulchan Aruch that you're not supposed to have a meal for an engagement during the 9 days. So the Ber Heitev tells us as follows, and this is the question, I'll just read it, and there's a couple of answers. So what is the question? He says, also lasso sudas erusin. You're not allowed to have such a meal. So the Bach says that there is an exception to this rule. Kishein lo isha uvanim shari lasso sudas erusin. That we will allow you to have, not only to get engaged, but also to have a meal during this 9 days. Apparently also to be able to drink wine and to eat meat in the event that one has not had children, never been married before. So that would be the exception. And therefore, apparently, these two sections are not contradictory. So the Ramah that says you're allowed to have a Sudas Erusin is referring to someone who never had children, never not been married before. And when it said before, page before, that you're not to have a Sudas Erusin is referring to someone who's had children before. However, he concludes, Miu, Akshav Nohagin Isur, Efil Ein Lo Ishovanim. Our custom nowadays is that we eat doesn't make a difference what the person's status is, if he had never been married before, even if he had never had any children before. Nonetheless, one is allowed to have a Sudas Erusin. Now, according to this explanation cited in the Ber Heitev, it's still difficult to understand because the Ramah seems very explicit that it makes absolutely no difference with or without children that Sudas Erusin constitutes a Sudas Mitzvah and that one could eat meat and drink wine during the 9 days. And therefore, we turn to the words of the Piskei Tshuvos. Now, the words Sudas Erusin, the first letter in the word Suda is a Aleph. The very first letter in the word Erusin, it's an Aleph. So why am I mentioning that to you? So again, he said, right, still my thunder. So I'm the Magid Avram. So the Magid Avram says, Sheyesh mochim tables elu. Because it's such a major issue, then the Magid Avram feels that you should just erase those words from the Ramah, because it's not possible that the Ramah meant that you're allowed to have a Sudas Eris, that you're allowed to have a meal for an engagement. But Yesh HaKosin, there are those who write in the Sefer Nefesh Chaya that it's really not that it was a mistake by the Ramah, but it was a mistake by the printing press. Shahoy Kosa Baroshi Tevos, that what was written there, not the word Sudas Arison, but only the acronym for something. And the two letters were Samach and Aleph. So therefore, the person who wrote out Samach and Aleph thought it must be Sudas Arison. But the truth is, it's possible that it could mean something else. Shaya Kosa Baroshi Tevos Samach Aleph, the Hakavan Nahoisa Al Siam Seches Usafar Macheri. So certainly one is not to have a meal during the 9 days for an engagement, not to have an engagement party. So when it said Samach Aleph, it meant, and it makes sense this way, that it talks about you're allowed to have a Suda on a Masech, a Siyam Masechta, and a completion of an entire tractate, and Samach Aleph also on other texts, Svarim Acherim. And therefore that's a way to alleviate, not have to worry about this question, because certainly the Ramah is not disagreeing with that halacha that one is not allowed to have a party in the 9 days for Arison. Now the question is, what does it mean, Svarim Acherim? Most people are familiar that when it comes to the 9 days, you invite, as I used to do numerous times in Miami, I used to constantly be invited to go to hotels together with myself and 300 of my closest friends, and they would have a delicious meal, and I would quickly finish a masechta, and they would be eating meat, and maybe they ate meat they finished before. We're going to discuss whether that's an issue unto itself, but have we ever heard during the 9 days anyone making a siyum on anything other than a masechta? So let's listen to this. V'achin, Isa, b'poskim, it's brought down in numerous poskim, shesiyum masechus lav davka, that when the Ramah was not only speaking about Siyam Masechus, and he was actually talking about Svarim Acherim, he was encouraging you to make a Siyam on other books. Sefer Echad Midchaf Dalad Sefer Tanach. So if let's say you're learning Melachim, you're learning Sefer Yoshua, and you finished it, so some Sefer in Tanach, and maybe a shorter one, correct? So then that would constitute a Siyam. Oh, Seder Sholei Mishisha Sidri Mishnah. Or he says, maybe you finished Mishnayos, you finished an entire Seder, and he even puts in parentheses, Yeshua Omrim Ah Masech Achas. So even if what you learn Mishnayos, one Masechta, that may be enough. But he brings down on the bottom that you can't get away with it so fast. They're posting there the opinion, the one who completes Sifri Tanakh or Masechta Mishnayos, Einik Rasudas Mitzvah Rak Lalomdim. So only the person that's learning it could actually enjoy the steak, but anyone else that didn't learn it has to watch. Similarly, he brings down, let's say a person finished one Sefer in Sifri, Zohar, Masechtos Katanos, even smaller Masechtos such as Masechtos Kala, and Sofrim, Ostram Nosson, and he says, V'chein ha-masayim chelk echad mechavdal medal chelki Shulchan Aruch. So if you finished one of the four sections of the Shulchan Aruch, one can make a siyum on that because you've completed something of significance. Harihim b'chal simcha shel mitzvah v'hasudah she'osin l'kavod ha'siyum hisudas mitzvah l'inyin basar v'yayin b'tes ha'yamim. It's not that there's some magic formula in finishing a text of the Gemara. It could be anything in which is of significant learning. Amnam, however, kol zerak shalomdom b'iyun v'havana. You can't just fly through it or daven through it. But you actually have to learn it properly. And therefore, when it comes to a sefer mitanach, it must be imperish echad meharishonim. You can't just read through a sefer and whatever it may be, in a vadi, whatever it may be. But you actually have to learn some of the mafarshim that are connected to it. So too, when it comes to mishnayos, you must learn, as he brings down the bartanura, tosas yom tov, kach sheish simcha bigmar halimud. Because if you do that, then you've actually accomplished something. Otherwise, you're just reading through a couple pages, and you're not really, that's not considered to be a simcha, to be able to allow you to eat meat and drink wine. In conclusion, he says, v'chein davka shehalimud lefitumo v'nimshach eza zman. It has to be that it happened to be, you completed this, and oh, by the way, it's during the 9 days. However, avalot toch kamashos, not that you're supposed to learn hour and hour after the specific text so you'll be able to finish it to make a siyum. It's only supposed to be that if you happen to have completed your learning at that point in time, then one can make a siyum. And because of the simcha of having completed such a significant amount of work, then one is allowed to have that su'uda together with meat and wine.